Hold on.
There he is. Hey, David.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay. Question for you. Why is it that you don't leave messages?
I did leave you a message.
No, I didn't get one.
Oh. Yeah, I called 3 times back to back, and then I submitted.
I was mowing the grass.
Oh, it's okay. It happens. Yeah, I usually do leave messages, though. I always leave a contact number, but I figured I'd given it to you earlier that you would just call me direct with my extension.
No, I don't have your extension number. I don't know what the hell happened to
it. Oh, it's 544. It should be in your text messages. The one says, "Hi, this is John." Oh, yeah. It should be in there. I'm looking at it here. From earlier.
Listen, I'm gonna opt out of this thing right now. I can't go through with this right now. I have too much stuff that I have to get in order, and just kind of like when I'm ready for it at a later time, would be better for me.
I gotcha.
Like too much stuff that's going out already, and for me to take on another added expense is just not gonna work out.
I gotcha. Well, what I'll do, I'm going to put in the request for them to, like, reverse the $199 for you. It does take a little bit, like, for the bank. Sometimes the banks might take, like, 3 to 5 days, which I absolutely hate. But we'll reverse it on our end, and I'll send you confirmation of, like, the cancellation on the account, okay?
It's no, but you don't have to reverse the payment or whatever. It's fine.
I do. Just, yeah, I do, because it's only one day in. You know, I'm not going to keep it. If you're telling me, hey, keep it, then I'm going to work on this thing until July 25th. But you just signed up with me this morning, you know, and that $199 is really all you've invested, you know, and all you have to pay until July 25th. And, you know, client interview is supposed to be like in the next 7 to 10 minutes. We were supposed to do that just to get everything set up, knocked down. Do you want me to just reschedule your client interview for tomorrow? Because, I doubt the last thing you want to do is just to spend $200 and not generate a return on it. There's long-term benefits to doing this Google Business Profile, getting your website built. You know, even if you do decide to leave us later, you know, those are things that are going to make that $199 very valuable to your business, especially with, like, the friends and family credit that I have you on. It's like, I mean, you're getting like $800 worth of product for $200.
No, I understand that, but just it's gonna have to be at a later time. You know, I have like too many freaking debts right now. And
okay. Well, let me reverse it. I mean, if you're in debt, you know, that's not good. Let me just like reverse the transaction, cancel the account. I'll send you a payment confirmation, get your money back. But the whole like keep the money and then, you know, part ways. We haven't really done much on this account. You know, I just signed you up this morning.
All right, that's fine.
But is that your main reason for canceling, though, was just that you're in debt right now?
I'm not ready to move forward with this right now.
Okay, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to make sure it wasn't something that I did or something we did
on our end that
could have helped you. Okay.
I'm just a little overwhelmed right now. And
yeah, you sound sad.
No, I have to take care of some other stuff first before I, you know, start investing in something else.
I gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know you said you wanted to get that home advisor thing off the books. Did that call not go well?
Oh, no. They're going to be off.
Yeah.
I just have to obviously exhaust the money that's already invested, depending on how many leads that's actually going to get me. We'll see. But whatever.
Yeah. So they're not offering you any kind of reimbursement for what you've invested to this point? They're just saying, work out the leads?
And not so many words, but yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Call it a later time to cancel when you see, like, my account is obviously, like, depleted to, like, around $50 that I have left. You know what I mean? But still, I mean, I'm not having them. They're not charging. I'm not going to be able to charge my card or anything like that, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just already what you paid them, and then they're going to give you, like, a lead balance out of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's a real uncomfortable situation, you know. I did send you that article earlier, and I know if you fill that out and you kind of, if you want to go a different route, I'm sure you could get a little frisky with them and try to get your money back. I'm not really supposed to dive into all that, but I know I did send you that article earlier where the FTC has already been investigating them, and usually when you mention that, they kind of backpedal. Yeah.
All right.
But I'm sorry if you go so soon. No. I was really excited about your account. I was like, man, I really helped somebody out today, and I know we kind of had a little heart-to-heart and just kind of opened up about things and how you need this to work, and I was feeling good about it, and I was excited about it, and had everything ready to go for this client interview. So, sorry to see you go so soon.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when I can afford it at a later time to kind of make this, you know, investment, then obviously I'll proceed with it, but just...
Well, that was the advantage of coming on board with us right now. Well, I know it's maybe bad time on your end, but we had the spot open, you know, as a Google partner... Yeah, we only can work with one guy per industry, per area. They don't want us to have multiple guys in the same industry, same area, or it's kind of a conflict of interest for the one that we are working with. So it's, yeah, so it was just we happened to get that spot and then the pricing structure and the website and everything. I was excited about this one. But nonetheless, I'll go ahead and process the cancellation. I'll send it downstairs and look out for that confirmation for the cancellation. And like I said, it'll probably take your bank a couple of days to get your money back. But that's kind of traditional with any transaction when you get reimbursed. For some reason, the bank's got to hold on to your money instead of give it right back to you. They take it away quick, but they're slow to give it back to you.
Yeah, so, no, I know.
Yeah, but I'll get you confirmation on that now. So I'll send it downstairs. Give them like 5 minutes, and we'll send that over to you, okay?
Yeah, no problem, and I'll keep you in mind for the future, I will. All right? This isn't okay. Like, you know.
No, I hear you. It's a good thing for you. Google advertising is a good thing. Like, I don't know what your experiences were. I know you said you had that other guy call you. Well, I do know what your experiences were with Home Advisor, but with Google advertising, I know you said you had the other company call you. Even SEO is going to be better for you than paying
for it. So you guys are, like, literally considered SEO. Like, I looked it up online. Like,
yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
why they're... So you got, well, you said that that's not what you guys are. You know, you're a different.
No, if they're just an SEO. Yeah, the difference is we're a Google partner. So we started out as an SEO company in 2004. We became partnered with Google in 2017. And it wasn't our choice. Google was basically like, hey, if you're going to tell people that you're going to put them on the first page and offer our products to them, you either got to join this partner program and you got to pay us a percentage of every account, or you're going to shut down and we're going to get rid of you guys. So there are some SEO companies that are operating rogue out there that are not like within the Google partner network, and they're still trying to like avoid them and sign people up. And that way the money just goes to that entity. They don't have any like relationship with Google. They don't have access to the algorithms or the updates that determine how well you rank on that first page. So we're not just an SEO. We do all the SEO services, right? That's the basis of who we are. But the Google partnership is what's actually ensuring our clients their success.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah. I'll give you a call at a later time.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't gauge exactly when, but
it's fine.
Hopefully within the next few months or so.
No rush. Yeah, we do have to have availability, so I'll keep you on the qualified candidates list. A lot of times when we cancel an account like that and refund you, they're very hesitant to call those guys back just because they don't want to keep going through that scenario ever again. It just looks bad on our merchant processing. But, you know, you have my information. If you want to call in and check on it, I mean, I'll talk to you, you know, see what we could do.
All right. No problem.
All right, David. Well, sorry to see you go, but good luck to you, man. Hopefully everything starts looking up soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.